Good afternoon from the Center for Strategic and International Studies on the Ground Forces Dialogue. I'd like to welcome Colonel Matt Lewis, Commander of the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. Colonel Lewis's Aviation Brigade is currently covers southern Afghanistan, which includes the larger areas of Helmand and Kandahar, and they are currently stationed in Kandahar. They have about 6 weeks left on their current deployment. Matt, welcome. I'm not sure of your familiarity with the Marine Corps experiences with the V-22 Osprey, but future rotorcraft air concepts emphasize increases in operational range and speed. Do you see a need for such increases, and what are the aviation capabilities that you would prioritize for, let's say, the 2020 to 2030 time frame?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great capability. I mentioned it earlier, I think, in the comments about the V-22 and the Marine Corps and other joint service medical capabilities. We have some similar ones. We have some of those that are very different, but there's not a consistent standard. So the V-22, you know, the advantage with the V-22 is, as you look in our theater, as we collapse, they call them the golden hour rings. So right now, everywhere we have medevac, there's a circle that's sort of drawn out that shows the distance that a helicopter could take off, depart to a point of injury, bring back that patient to a hospital within an hour. And I think we're getting, it's about capability. And sometimes with the B-22, sometimes it's about bringing that hospital surgical capability to the patient. That's another way to deploy the B-22. It can go farther. It's not as capable with point of injury pickups. It's a much bigger airframe, creates much more rotor wash. So if you look at where the landing pads are here at the Roll hospitals, we're having to go and, take these hospital landing zones and actually push them way, way out because they're too close. The V-22 rotor wash will actually damage the hospital it's trying to deliver the patient to. So I see an opportunity. I see potential. I think it nests with inside, a commander that's trying to extend his range. But it does have some limitations. And so I think I see a complementary role between the two, between the B-22 and the Black Hawk medevac helicopters.
Colonel Lewis, I know you're very busy, and we really appreciate you speaking with us today.
No, I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you, Dave.